Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank you so much. Truly appreciate it. Okay. All right, we got J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member at large, joining us. J.P., welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, J.P., another challenge of a different sort. One that we hadn't seen like this since, what, 1895?
People said, anyone who's ever said, that'll happen when hell freezes over. Well, it's frozen over.
It happened
the last few days. Yeah, it happened.
So from your perspective, Tommy Tucker and I were on air together last night. We talked again this morning on air, and I made the observation that I thought the city really hit the target on the execution of their plan. The state did, I thought, as well. The surrounding parishes working in concert with the city of New Orleans, you know, it seems as though everybody was really kind of spot on. And yesterday I said, you know, it was a proud moment to see the barricades deployed. I saw more New Orleans police officers on the street than I've ever seen, I think, you know, since I've been in law enforcement. It was encouraging.
I agree. I mean, I think sometimes we've gotten to a point with PTSD that when a disaster of any sort happens, we kind of assume the worst case scenario, which in a way is disheartening, but it also kind of sets you up for pleasant surprises. And I mean, we've been monitoring carefully with the Council Utility Committee energy outages. And I mean, no one likes to give energy any credit for anything, but Energy New Orleans was pretty spot on. I mean, we had one. Most of the outages we had were about under 100 per Councilmatic district, which, considering a major snow ice event, isn't bad. We had one blip that was 2,400 people that they got back up within 20 or 30 minutes. And what I want to remind people is those are crews going out in the snow to flip those switches to get that power back on. So I think part of the reason why people really, when you look on social media, they're out playing in the snow and enjoying it is because you're able to go back into your house, which is heated.
Yeah,
which absolutely is nice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. And, you know, we had some folks on from Entergy yesterday, and they were talking about more than half of their outages were caused by people that ran off the road and hit a power pole.
Well, I think what we've seen over and over again, Newell, is that the biggest challenges we've had in the last 48 hours have really mostly been human error, as in people are told repeatedly. I mean, we all live in southeast Louisiana. Very few people have any experience driving in snow. And when the police tell you repeatedly, stay in your home, stay in your area, it's like there's always that person who wants to ice skate uphill and decides that, no, I'm going to go drive around and do some disaster tourism. And the worst is when that person at that telephone pole, not only is the power out for your neighbors, but who's going to come get you out your car? Because the police are busy manning the roads, keeping smart people off the highways, and it's just... When government suggests you stay in your home for your safety and for your community, we're not doing that idly. We're not trying to, like, give people cabin fever. We're trying to say with the resources we have, it's not safe for you to be on the streets. And more importantly, we don't have the resources that if you do something stupid or something bad happens, that we can get out to you timely.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I had Kelly Schultz on earlier from Nuance and Company. Michael Heck was on. We were talking about all of the activities that are still going on here, right? And you just heard Kevin Dolio, and that would be huge if we could get the airport open back up tomorrow afternoon. We got one of the largest conventions of the year here, NADA, supposed to start tomorrow, and it's a go. And it's important to our local economy. I mean, you know, the hospitality industry's taking another hit here because if they can't get to work, they don't make any money.
Well, no, I mean, you have two, it's a twofold hit. One, our hardworking people, our citizens can't get to work. And two, that convention, which, as you know, NADA is one of our longest serving partners as far as repeatedly coming to the city, that experience is ruined. And, I mean, I doubt they're going to not look at us again because they're afraid there'll be another blizzard. But it certainly puts a negative connotation with the city in their memory, which makes it that much harder for Walt and Kelly and New Orleans and Company to get people back here. So, I mean, I know that there have been some challenges with the downtown development district clearing the streets. I do think that as we tend to look in retrospect at what could have been done better, maybe it's an issue of rather than having no snow equipment, we probably should have some. That's probably something that we're going to have to keep in the cards. And I know people hate for me to use the double C word, the climate change word, but I mean, there's a possibility that I don't think we're going to have a snow event like this every year, but it could be every 5 to 10 years if that's the case. And I mean, maybe for the areas that are most trafficked, like downtown, the French Quarter, and the like, the areas that if we have captive audiences that are tourists who don't know or have a house to stay in, we need to have the equipment to keep those areas clear. And more importantly, with our airport, most airports that are in colder areas have that equipment to keep everything clear. Ours doesn't. And I mean, it's a cost, but it's something we should probably consider going forward because this event has been paralyzing. And I mean, I'm not even going to get into the horror stories I've heard. This is not our airport. This is the airline. So I'm speaking to you airlines. You know, what's amazing how an airline can cancel your flight and then give you impossible requirements to get your money back. And that's just something we're starting. I mean, you know, council offices get the complaints from everyone for everything, but the number of calls we've gotten from people who are just like, my flight was canceled, and they told me that since I didn't print my boarding pass, I gave up my money. I mean, it's one of those things Congress, I know, has dipped its toes in repeatedly, and the former President Biden did, but it is amazing how something that could be an unfortunate experience could be made truly miserable in the aftermath just by corporations not wanting to do the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it really difficult, and it's an exponential thing for us because we're a hospitality town, right? And human nature is you have something bad happen during that that visit, that's what they remember. And you have to work twice as hard to overcome it.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. As we now enter the melt phase of this event, what are you guys on the council and the administration talking about as the biggest challenge for y'all?
Well, the biggest challenge is that we obviously want everyone to get back to work. We want everyone to be able to get back to visiting their friends and family across the city. But as you know, this is kind of the less sexy, more dangerous portion of a snow event in that until weathers get truly warmer, which I think is Sunday, is when we're supposed to see the weather like really take a turn for it returning to the way it's supposed to be, that as the ice melts, depending on temperatures that go on, especially at night, the ice will refreeze. And you can see snow, you can't see ice on the road.
Right.
And I just want people to be very clear that it will be a while, probably late Saturday, possibly Sunday, before you could pretend to start driving like you used to do before this event. Everyone has to treat the streets like they are slick, like they are dangerous, until government tells you that they're not. And just because the ice may have melted quicker around your neighborhood, as you're traversing the city, especially as you're going on bridges and elevated expressways, you are going to have to drive slow, and you're going to have to drive carefully. And you're going to have to drive defensively because as slow and carefully as you're driving, there is going to be that jerk driving on the highway, not slow or carefully. So you have to account for people being idiots. So it's just as much as things are going to begin to go back to normal, you're really not going to see normal probably till the other side of the weekend. So just don't expect, as you take to the roads again, probably late Thursday, early Friday, to really be able to drive without some trepidation until a weekend. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have one lane passage for the next 3 to 4 days for certain, right?
Right.
And also,
if you're inside of the city proper and you have the ability to do so, just don't use the expressway. Everyone, just use the streets. Because the reality is, the most dangerous place to be during an event, especially during a refreeze, is on the elevated expressways. And for the most part, all of our highway is elevated. Just use the normal routes that are street level for the time being and give some time, not just for nature, but DOTD is pouring sand on the roads. They're doing their best to help try get us to somewhere where it's going to be navigable. And just give them the time and give us the time to get those elevated expressways to a place where you can all use them freely.
So I was watching some video last night of some folks with ice skates playing hockey on Canal Street. That wasn't you, right?
Well, if you've ever seen me skate, that would have been me sliding by everyone into a snowdrift. So no, we did try and fail to we had our moment. We tried to do the trash can top on the levees. That failed. Then Newell, I had this moment where like I decided I was gonna be Tim Allen and build a sled with a cardboard box and some skis we had. That went poorly. And then we realized after about freezing our butts off for a while that the levees simply aren't by our house. They aren't steep enough. You have to have a steep hill to actually sled on. And the Choice Hills aren't near us, and we're going to get in a car and drive there because we have to lead by example. So we just didn't get the sled.
Right.
It's kind of disappointing, but it is what it is.
Well, I thought I saw some red shoes, so I wasn't sure, my friend.
You know what? The red shoes have taken root. I mean, honestly, if you look in pictures, Noonie Man wears red shoes all the time now. So it's not just me.
You're a trendsetter, babe.
I'm a trendsetter when it comes to the red shoes.
Well, JP, thank you so much for joining us. Stay the course. We appreciate all that you guys are doing, and stay warm.
Appreciate you keeping everybody informed, Noel.
Thank you, sir. JP Morrell, New Orleans City Council member at large. We will be right back. We'll visit with Ray Smith from Pipes Sur Us about the do's and the don'ts. Stay with us.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.